Good afternoon, everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹午安。
This is my first time here, so it's a pleasure to come here this afternoon and speak the word of God with you.
今天是我第一次到这个教会啊，我非常高兴能够跟大家一起分享神的话语。
We just read the today's passage, Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52.
我们刚才读了我们今天要思想的经文，就是《路加福音》的二章四十一到五十二节。
This passage will be the topic of my message today.
这段经文是我们今天要讨论的一段经文。
You know, there are many lessons that we could learn from studying Jesus's ministry here on this earth.
我们从耶稣基督在世上的传道可以学到很多的功课。
So Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣的登山宝训。
The miracles that he performed.
他所行的神迹。
His encounters with people.
他与人，他遇见的人。
Today's message will cover one of these encounters and the lessons that we can learn from it.
今天我们要看的是他跟就是。他的其中的一个故事和我们从中能够学到的功课。
You know, much is unknown between the birth of Christ until he started his ministry when he was 30 years old. Much was unknown about Christ during the first 30 years of his life.
在耶稣前三十年，从他诞生到他三十岁开始讲道，这一段是很少有人知道的。
This passage today is the only recorded passage that actually says something about Jesus when he was actually 12 years old.
那是我们今天看的这段经文是唯一记载的他少年时候的一段经历。
And there's very important lessons that we can learn from it.
而从中我们能够学到很重要的功课。
So today we're going to examine this incident in the life of Jesus.And how it is similar to how people regard Christ today.
今天我们从这段故事当中来学习我们今天的生活当中能够从中学到什么功课。
And from this incident, we can learn how harmful or detrimental it could be to one's life in terms of for both Christians and non-Christians.
我们从中可以看到基督徒和非基督徒对有什么伤害。
So we're going to cover three points today.
我们来谈三点。
And each point will begin with the letter R.
每一点都是有一个 R 起头。
The first point is the reason for not having Christ in your life.
首先第一个 R 就是在你的生命当中没有基督的原因。
The second point is the result of not having Christ in your life.
第二个是在你生命中没有基督的结果。
The third point will be reconciliation with Christ.
第三是与基督和好。
So before we begin, I'll open up with a word of prayer.
我们开始之前请大家一起低头祷告。
I'll just pray in English. Heavenly Father, Lord, we'd like to give you thanks, Lord, for this day you have given unto us.We pray and ask, Lord, as we come before you now, forgive us, Lord, for any sins that we've committed against you, that our fellowship with you may not be hindered at this time. And I pray and ask, Lord, your Holy Spirit may be amongst us, Lord, and open our eyes that we may see, ears that we may hear, and more importantly, Lord, the will to obey the truth that you speak to us this afternoon. So we commit this next hour unto your hand. We pray this name, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So the first point I want to bring up, the reason for not having Christ in your life.
首先我们要来讨论在我们在你的生命当中没有基督的原因。
I'm going to focus on verses 41 to 44.
我们着重来看第41到44节。
Now we know obviously Joseph and Mary were godly individuals.
我们知道约瑟和玛利亚他们是虔诚的人。
They were chosen by God to bring the Savior into this world and raise him.
他们被神拣选来养育我们的救主。
How else do we know that they were godly?
我们怎么知道他们虔诚呢？
In this passage, it says that Joseph and Mary observed the Passover every year.
我们从这里看到 每年约瑟和玛利亚都守逾越节。
So when you look at the Old Testament, God required the Israelites to observe three great feasts each year.
在旧约圣经当中，我们看到神要求以色列人每年要守三次重要的节日。
The Passover being one of them.
逾越节就是其中之一。
God created these special events so it could be a blessing to the people of Israel.
神创造了这些重要的假日，在这些假日当中，以色列人能够受到祝福。
But it required special effort and special sacrifices in order for Joseph and Mary to observe the Passover.
但是要守逾越节，对约瑟和玛利亚来说，他们需要付出特殊的努力，也需要献上特别的祭。
Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth.
玛利亚和约瑟他们住在拿撒勒。
They had to travel to Jerusalem to observe the Passover.
他们需要徒步到耶路撒冷来守这个节。
It was a distance of 60 miles.
那个距离是60英里。
Back then, they don't have cars like we do today.
那时候他们没有汽车。
There was much preparation and effort needed in order to travel from Nazareth to Jerusalem.
从拿撒勒旅行到耶路撒冷需要做很多的准备。
So by one calculation, it said that Mary and Joseph would be away from Nazareth for approximately 2 weeks.
有一个计算说他们这么去一次大概要两个星期。
Now, did all the Jewish people go to Jerusalem to observe the Passover?
所有的犹太人在逾越节都会到耶路撒冷去。
I would say no.
不是的。
But Mary and Joseph did.
但是玛利亚和约瑟他们去了。
And they received the blessing from it.
他们也受到了祝福。
So one of the things that we have to ask ourselves is when people are short on blessings,It's usually because they're short on effort.
所以我们要问自己的是，有时候人们觉得他们没有祝福，那就是因为他们没有付出。
Those who do not sow will not reap.
没有种就没有收割。
So Joseph and Mary were good examples for Christ regarding the points of spiritual matters.
所以约瑟和玛利亚在这方面是我们在属灵方面是我们好的榜样。
Mary and Joseph were a good example for the young Christ Jesus to learn from.
玛利亚和约瑟他们是年轻的基督徒就是耶稣所学的一个好榜样。
But look what happens. Losing Christ occurred right after what should have been a very important and inspiring time for God's people.
但是接下来发生什么了呢？是耶稣走迷失了。
Losing Christ was a poor reflection on Mary and Joseph.
这是玛利亚和约瑟他们的一个错误的想法。
We could bring the same example today. When children grow bad, we could cite parents being a poor example for their children.
我们有时候怪孩子们他们走了歧路，是因为家长没有做好。
You know, one of the things among Christians today is we have a poor mindset.
在基督徒身上有一个问题，就是我们有时候思路不对。
We tend to think that God leaves us because we commit sin in our lives.
我们觉得有时候神引领我们，因为我们有时候会犯罪。
And while it's true, God doesn't leave us because we commit sin in our lives.
神并没有离开我们，因为我们犯罪，神离开我们没有。
It's that we as believers left God first as a result of the choices and decisions and actions that we make.
而是因为作为信徒，是我们先离开了神，我们做的选择和行为离开了神。
So when you think about this passage, and one of the practical lessons that we could learn is that.It's a warning for us as Christians that we can backslide in the church as well as outside of the church.
从这段经文当中，我们可以看到一个警告，就是我们在教会中以及教会外的生活都可能有所退步。
Now, let me go to some of the reasons for not having Christ in your life.
我们来看一下我们生命当中没有基督的一些理由。
The first one is ignorance.
第一是无知。
Found in verses 43 to 44.
从第43到44节中可以看。
I studied from the King James Version, but there are two words. It says, in verses 43 to 44, it says, Joseph and Mary knew not or supposing, there's two words there, knew not or supposing. They assumed that Jesus was with them.
首先来看他们约瑟和玛利亚他们不知道或者是他们设想。
You know, some of the examples today is, you know, among Christians is our understanding of the Word of God.
很多基督徒他们觉得他们认识神的话。
You know, we could do our devotionals each day.
我们可以每天都思想神的话语。
We could read through the Bible in a year.
我们可以每年通读一遍圣经。
So we know facts and figures.
所以我们知道一些事实和数字。
But we truly don't know or understand the application of the Word of God regarding our lives.
但我们实在不知道神的话语在我们日常生活当中的应用。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
何西阿书四章六节当中说我的民因无知而灭亡你弃掉知识我也必弃掉你使你不再给我做祭司你既忘了你神的律法我也必忘记你的儿女
you know, God doesn't commend ignorance
神他并不嘉奖无知
Many people make an effort, don't make an effort to read and actually spend money or invest to try to study and learn more about the Bible
很多人他们不花力气不努力来学神的话语。
And what happens is no effort, you don't expect to receive any blessing.
而你这样不花任何努力，你也不能够指望有任何的祝福。
So when we look at the first few verses, it's a warning for Christians as well as non-Christians.
所以前面的几节经文是对基督徒和非基督徒们的一个警告。
Many people today live, you know, years, months, you know, without Christ or unaware that they're missing Christ in their lives.
很多人他们有好多年在他们的生命当中没有基督。
This, the supposing attitude of Mary and Joseph basically reflects carelessness.
那种自以为是的那种假设就像玛利亚和约瑟那样也是就是反映了我们在灵性上的疏忽。
We also find this example of this attitude in the life of Samson.
我们也能够从参孙的生活当中来看到这个例子。
God blessed Samson with supernatural strength.
神祝福参孙使他有超人的力气。
But when Delilah cut his hair, he still assumed that God's power was with him.
但当大力拉把他的头发剪掉的时候，他还是设想，还是以为他还有神赐的力气。
Samson didn't realize that the Lord departed from him.
但是他不知道，这时候神已经远离了他。
So one of the things that we need to learn or understand is that, you know, Satan or the devil is trying, to draw us away from God, from Christ.
所以我们要了解到魔鬼他是经常试着要使我们与神隔离。
That our relationship with Christ is not important enough.
那如果我们与神的关系在我们心中不是那么重要的话。
So the first reason was ignorance. The second reason for not having Christ in your life has to do with family and friends.
所以第一个原因是我们的无知，第二个原因是我们家庭的残累。
Now Mary and Joseph were traveling back from Jerusalem to Nazareth. In this passage it says, with their kinsfolk and acquaintance.
在这里我们看到玛利亚和约瑟，他们从耶路撒冷回到拿撒勒是与亲友们一起。
Let me give you an explanation of what's happening here.
我们来解释一下。
You know, the distance from Nazareth to Jerusalem was 60 miles.
那从耶路撒冷到拿撒勒是要61英里的路程。
So back then, a lot of people would get together and travel together to go from Nazareth to Jerusalem as a form of safety.
所以那时候他们长途的旅行，为了这长途旅，大家汇聚在一起，这样能够安全一点。Traveling
with a large group of people prevented anyone from getting harmed from any robbers or thieves that would try to rob or steal from them along the way to Jerusalem and back home.
一大群人一起旅游能够就是避免被抢。
So you think about, for those of us here who go to the family conference of Memorial Day weekend, think about something like that.
这就像我们在国商节的时候，我们一起去参加退休会一样。
So the first thing they did was to, they tried to search for Jesus among their family and friends.
那当时呢，他们就在他们的亲友当中找耶稣。
Yo, Christ will seldom be found among our family and friends.
在我们的亲友当中，基督，我们是很少找到基督。Most
people that we know, our family and friends, have no interest in Christ.
我们所知道熟悉的亲戚朋友当中，他们没有对这个没有兴趣。What
I'm trying to say is that, you know, don't let anyone hinder your relationship with Christ.
那我想提醒大家的是，不要让任何人阻碍你与神的关系。I
remember when I first became a Christian, my family, my parents and my sisters were non-believers, non-Christians.
我记得当我刚开始成为基督徒的时候，我的父母亲和我的姐妹们，他们都是非基督徒。When
they asked me why I would go to church every Sunday, why not stay home with them and go out and do something with the family, I said no.
那 他们会说不要去教会了，我们在家里面一起大家团聚吧。This
is the example I'm trying to bring up to you here.
这就是我要举的一个例子。You
know, one of the things, the measure of our spirituality or relationship with God, we fall into the danger of measuring our spirituality in terms of how mature we are in Christ with the people around us.
有时候我们来衡量我们在灵性上的成熟，是以我们与就是我们亲友当中的一种认知来看的。Like,
let's say if everyone here from a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being very good, if people around you are 1 and you think you're a 2, you think you're better in terms of your relationship with Christ.
就像从1到10分来打的话，如果你觉得你周围的人是1分， 那你是二分的话，你就觉得你比他们强了。You should
be striving for the 10 rather than the 2.
你应该以十为目标，而不是那个两二。Sorry.
All right. So that's the second point. Family and friends will not help us in terms of they may or may not, but most likely will not help us grow in our relationship with Christ.
所以我第二点要讲的是，我们的亲友他们有时候并不能帮助我们在灵性上的成长。The
third reason why they didn't have Christ in their lives was busyness.
第三点是因为我们的繁忙。Busyness. 繁忙，忙碌。
Unlike Jesus, Joseph and Mary were in a rush to leave Jerusalem after the Passover.
不像耶稣，耶稣和玛利亚，他们急着要离开耶路撒冷。Remember
again, they were traveling with a group of people.
要记住，他们是与一大群人一起。They're
probably packing their bags, making sure they got all their belongings together, and they don't want to miss out in case the, you know, everyone else started leaving back to Nazareth. They don't want to be left stranded by themselves. So they were in a rush to basically make sure everything was packed and ready to go.
想象一下，他们一定是匆匆忙忙的收拾好了行李，要和一大群人一起回到家乡。They
became so occupied with things that it cost them the presence of Christ for a while.
他们忙碌得很，以致他们忽略了耶稣其实不跟他们在一起。You
know, God wants us to spend more time with him.
神需要我们与他一起，就是花更多的时间。
But like Mary and Joseph, we become so busy with so many things that we have to do that our time with God, we don't spend time enough with God.
但就像玛利亚和约瑟，他们对自己的事物忙碌得很，而忽略了与神相处的时间。
You know, there's a hymn that we usually sing in church.
有一首圣诗。
It says, "It takes time to be holy."
那就是成圣需要时间。
But most people fail to realize it takes more time to be holy than they actually think.
但是很多人都忽略了我们需要花更多的时间来成圣。
Now think about Mary and Joseph. The concerns about getting things ready so they could go back to Nazareth, it was not sinful.
就像玛利亚和约瑟，他们对回家的那种关心，其实并没有罪。
It wasn't a sin based on what they did. They were just, you know, trying to get ready to go back home.
他们所做的并不是罪，他们只不过想回家。
And it's a warning for us as believers that, you know,things that may keep us from Christ may not necessarily be sinful or evil.
那对我们信徒的警告就是说，把我们与神隔离的事，有时他们这些事的本身并不是罪。
Our jobs, our school, our families, all these things could actually take us away from the time that we need to spend with Christ.
我们的工作，我们的学业，我们的家庭，这等等，这些都可能把我们与神相处的时间夺走。
So the second point is the result of not having Christ in your life.
那我们要谈的第二点是在我们生命中没有基督的结果。
It's found in verses 45 to 48.
是我们来看圣经的45到48节。
It cost Mary and Joseph to be without Christ.
玛利亚和约瑟他们付出的代价是他们找不到耶稣。
In verse 48 it says, Mary and Joseph sought thee sorrowing. I'm using the King James Version, the word sorrowing.
在48节中说玛利亚和约瑟伤心的来找你。
Sorrowing, the word, it's a strong word, means intense pain, anguish, torment.
这是一个比较强的字，伤心这个字里面包含了焦虑痛苦。
I'm going to give you an example, a childhood example.
我举一个小时候的例子。
I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
我是在布鲁克林长大的。
My family used to take me when I was young to Chinatown by subway.
我父母亲会带着我坐地铁去唐人街。
So me and my sisters, I think I was like 5 or 6, were very familiar with the subway system.
我五六岁的时候跟我的姐妹们都对那个地铁的系统非常熟悉了。
So on one Sunday that we were going to a weekend that we were going to Chinatown, I remember taking a subway, I remember looking at the billboards in the subway station.
我还记得有一个周末我们去唐人街的时候，我看那个地铁站上的一些广告。
You know, I was 5 and 6 then, so maybe I don't know what happened, but when I turned around, I realized my sisters and my parents weren't there.
那我一转身，我才发现我父母亲和我的姐妹们都不在了。
I guess apparently the train pulled into the station, they got on, but I was still on the platform looking at the billboards.
很明显的，车来了，他们都上去了，而我呢，就因为左顾右望而没有上车。
So here I'm thinking, did my parents just ditch me?
所以我就在想，是不是我的父母亲把我扔了。
So, you know, I sort of walked up and down the station trying to look for them.
我就在那边到处的找。
And now like 5 minutes later, there was a subway station that, a train that pulled in the opposite way. It came in, and then my father came out.
那五六分钟以后呢，有一辆车从反方向过来。我父亲下车了。
So he was yelling at me from across, because I'm on the side that's going to Manhattan. He's yelling at me, stay put. So he went up to street level and came back down and you know, took me back, you know, to Chinatown. with the rest of the family.
他在那边, 大叫我, 不要动, 然后他就, 跑过来。
But many of us here who are parents could understand, you know, from my parents, the mental anguish that they suffered for maybe the 10, 20 minutes when I wasn't in the train with them.
很多做父母的可能都会体会到像我父亲那样的 当时的那种焦虑。
So think about Mary and Joseph.
那想想玛利亚和约瑟。
It says that they went a day's journey towards Nazareth without realizing Christ was with them.
在经文当中说，他们已经走了一天的路。 那一天里面，他们没有觉察到耶稣不跟他们在一起。
It said it took them 3 days to find before they found Christ in Jerusalem.
然后他们又花了3天的时间。
Think about those 3 days if you were a mother or father. How would you feel if your child was missing?
试想一下这三天，如果你作为父母亲的话，三天你都找不到孩子，你的焦虑会是如何？
They probably didn't eat, they probably didn't sleep.
他们可能不吃不喝。
So the sorrow increased each and every day as when Christ was still missing.
那种焦虑是, 与日俱增的。
And this is what happens to Christians today.
这就是, 对今天的基督徒的一个提醒。
We assume that Christ is with us because we go to church every Sunday.
我们觉得, 基督是与我们同在，因为我们每个, 星期天都会来教会。
But we realize that maybe Christ is not in our lives.
但是我们没有, 意识到基督并不在我们的生命中。
And we suffer the consequences just like Mary and Joseph.
那我们就会尝到这个苦果，就像约瑟和玛利亚一样。
So the first thing that we experience as a result of not having Christ in our life is sorrow.
那我们没有基督在我们生命当中的, 第一个结果，那就是伤心。
The second thing is gains.
第二是, 得到。
Right? There was such a rush, Mary and Joseph were such a rush to get back to Nazareth that, you know, they already a day's journey into their travel back to Nazareth.
玛利亚和约瑟他们是, 很着急的想回到拿撒勒。
They thought they were making good progress on the way to get back home.
他们觉得他们的, 进程很快, 能够快到家了。
So all the gain that they thought in terms of the travel time they were making was actually a loss.
他们觉得他们在旅行的时间上面, 争取到了, 更多的时间, 其实对他们来说, 他们失去了。
Instead of gaining a day, they lost 3 days.
他们觉得他们, 得到了一天, 其实他们失去了三天。
And this is what happens for those of us who walk without Christ in our lives.
那这就是, 提醒我们当中那些没有与基督同行的。
We often think that we're making good progress in our lives based on certain statistics.
我们很多时候觉得, 在我们的生活当中很有成就, 就看一些统计的数字。
We get promotions at work.
我们在工作上晋级了。
We measure our success by the amount of money we have in our bank accounts.
我们以银行, 存款的数字来衡量我们的成功。
Our life seems to be going smoothly. We have no major problems in our lives.
我们的生活好像很顺利, 没有, 特别大的问题。
Though we gain much in this world, one day we're going to realize that without Christ, we were losing all the time.
虽然我们在属世的方面, 得到了很多, 但是我们没有意识到在属灵上面我们失去了。
Though we appear to be successful, if we are traveling life without Christ, all those gains that we have are not gains but losses.
那些, 表面上看上去成功的, 如果在生命当中没有基督的话, 那我们其实是失去了。
Now I'm going to bring up to my third point, reconciliation with Christ.
现在我们来谈第三点, 与神和好。
It's found in verses 48 to 52.
从经文的48到52节来看。
You know, in the Bible, it says that in verse Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, it says, But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
在生命记4章29节中说, 但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神,你尽心尽性寻求他的时候,就必寻见。
This is a promise to God for all believers.
这个是信徒对信徒的一个应许。
But it's conditional.
但这是有条件的。
The word if.
这里如果。
If we want to seek him.
如果你们要寻求。
The sooner we start seeking Christ, the sooner we'll find him.
如果你尽心尽性的寻求，那就是说你越早的寻求，你就越早的能够寻见。
Think about Mary and Joseph. They were earnestly or desperately seeking Christ when they saw that he wasn't with them.
就像玛利亚和约瑟，当时他们非常的渴望要找到耶稣。
Now in verse 48, the other thing that we have to think about is in terms of reconciling us with Christ, it has to do with the word repentance.
第二点是要我们的忏悔。
Repent means to be sorry for our actions.
忏悔就是对自己行为的一种伤心的感受。
Look at verse 48.
在48节中说，
Who is Mary implying is at fault?
在这里，他玛利亚，他暗示什么？
Who is Mary implying is at fault for causing all this trouble?
玛利亚暗示所有这些事情是谁的错呢？
Right. You would think that Mary and Joseph, 3 days they were trying to look for Christ, they would have examined or gone through their heads why Christ wasn't with them.
你们会觉得这三天里面他们在辛苦的寻找耶稣，他们也会思想说到底是谁的错。
But she failed to learn that lesson because in verse 48, she's implying that Jesus was at fault for causing all this trouble.
但他没有学到这个功课，而是责怪耶稣是他们找不到他的一个原因。
And one of the things that we have to learn as Christians is that sometimes we have a tendency to follow like the world.
我们作为基督徒，有时候我们会随着属世的一种想法。
When bad things happen or circumstances don't fall our way, we tend to blame those around us instead of looking at ourselves.
当坏事情发生的时候，我们经常是责怪旁边的人，而不是我们自己。
There was no excuse for Mary and Joseph for leaving Jesus in Jerusalem while they went on their way to Nazareth.
对玛利亚和约瑟来说，他们那留耶稣一个人在耶路撒冷，而自己回家，他们是不可饶恕的。
It was their fault, and they needed to acknowledge that it was their fault.
是他们的错，而且他们应该承认是他们的错。
Now, I want to give you something very important.
我们要了解一个很重要的事。
Look at verse 49.
49节。
These are the first recorded words of Jesus in the Bible.
这是圣经当中记载的第一句耶稣说的话。
The first recorded words, and it's very important what he said.
这是第一句记载的，也是非常重要的。
Now, unfortunately, I use the King James Version, so I'm going to read from the King James Version. It says in verse 49, it says, How? I know, I think the New Testament says why, but it says, Jesus said to them, How were you seeking me? How is it that ye sought me?
在这里Robert 他用的圣经跟我们的那个圣经的版本不一样，在这里面他用的一个词是你们是怎么找我的。
Or like a new term, why were you seeking me?
或者在我们的圣经里面是说为什么要找我呢？
Yeah. So what Jesus is trying to teach his parents is how are you actually seeking me? What was his response? He told his parents, I must be about my father's mission. He's more interested in the spiritual things than his parents were.
在这里我们可以看到耶稣他是更着重于属灵上的使命，而不是着重于他父母亲的关心。
Jesus said that I must be involved in my father's work.
他说我要他在这里说是要以父的事为念。
He said basically, my priority is to learn more about God, not about trying to get rushed to get back home to Nazareth.
他的优先顺序是要学神的功课，而不是急着回家。
So today, as believers, we need to ask the question: What are our priorities today?
那作为信徒，今天我们要问我们自己一个问题：今天我们的优先顺序是什么
？We need to examine our walk with the Lord and repent if needy, if called for.
我们要审查自己与神同行的而且要如果有需要的话，我们需要忏悔。
So, the third point I'm going to bring up about this. So, in order to reconcile with Christ, first we have to seek Him, then we have to repent, and the third thing is, what is the result?
首先我们要寻求耶稣，然后我们要忏悔，然后我们要看那个结果会是什么。
As Christians, we always have to ask the question, how do we know if we're growing spiritually?
作为基督徒，我们首先要问自己，我们怎么知道我们在灵性上有成长？
How do we know if our lives reflect the example of Christ?
我们怎么来看我们的生命是不是是不是彰显了耶稣基督？
Look at the example found in verses 51 and 52.
来看51到52节。
In verse 51, it says, Jesus was subject unto them, his parents.
在51节中说，耶稣顺从他的父母。
Jesus submitted to his parents' authority.
他顺从他们的权威。
Despite the fact that he was God.
虽然他自己是神。
That he was stronger in the spirit than they were.
在灵性上他比他们强。
That he was filled with more wisdom than they had.
他比他们更有智慧。
And one of the things that we know that we're growing spiritually, it has to do with pride.
有时候我们就是在属灵上有一些障碍，就是我们的骄傲。
Christ didn't respond negatively towards Mary and Joseph.
耶稣他并不是对他们有一种有任何的那种消极的做法。
He submitted to them.
他事实上是顺从他们。
Right. We today, as believers, sometimes one of the issues that we have to deal with is with pride. Are we willing to listen to the admonishment from other people? Right or wrong?
作为信徒，我们要先征服自己的骄傲。
You know, being submissive or surrendering ourselves to Christ, it's easy to say, but very difficult to do.
顺服有时候说起来容易，做起来难。
Now, if you look at verse 52, in conclusion, look at verse 52.
看52节。
It says Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with man.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Why was this verse put here?
为什么有这样一段经文呢？
Did Jesus need to increase in wisdom and stature?
耶稣是不是需要在他的智慧和他的身量上有增长？
No, he's God.
不需要的，他是神。
So why is this passage here?
但为什么我们看到这一段呢？
It's for us as believers.
这是给我们信徒看的。
Someone who closely walks with the Lord,
与神紧密同行的人，
will increase in stature and favor with God and man.
他们在神的心里面和人喜爱他的心里面都会增长。
That's how you would know a person, he or she, is walking closely with the Lord, when they increase in favor and stature, not only among people, but with God. And God's blessings will be on them.
那如果我们紧密与神同行的话，我们就能够彰显出这一种。
So from this very short passage in the Bible regarding Christ's, you know, first encounter when he was 12 years old, we could learn a lot.
所以从这一段很短的经文当中，我们能够学到很多功课。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord, we'd like to give you thanks once again, Lord, for this wonderful truths that are found in your word. We pray and ask, Lord, that you may help us, Lord, to apply the truths that from this passage about the life of Christ when he was 12, and that we can learn from it and apply it in our lives as well. So we give you thanks. We pray this name in your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.